Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam, Klal Nun Vav. We're learning Simon Hay. The Chayyadam says the following scenario: the halacha is when a person takes a drink during the meal. See, the medical book on the drinks. You look at the drinks as being part of the suda, because the derech is when a person is eating, they also tend to drink. So the hamotzi that he says on the bread, the same way it covers the foods, also covers the drink. There is an opinion which says we look at the drinks as being separate from the bread, and they would require a bracha during the meal, a shahakol on your drinks. We don't pass them like that. The Rambam says the minhag is like the opinion which says, since the derech is when a person eats, they drink also. The drinks are considered part of the meal. So now the drinks are considered part of the meal, and they're covered with the bracha of hamotzi. Person is drinking a drink during the meal, let's say a hot drink, and they used to drink their tea with a sugar cube. They put a sugar cube in their mouth, and they would drink the tea around the cube, and slowly but surely absorbing some of the flavor of the sugar into the tea. Now, when a person eats a sugar cube during the meal, a person would simply take the cube, since it's not part of the primary part of the meal. It's not there to satiate you, it's just for the purposes of a dessert. The person has to make a shahakol on the sugar. So, but since over here the sugar is being used as a way to sweeten the tea, so it's a tofel to the tea. And the tea is included in the bracha of hamotzi. So what's the halacha of the sugar in that situation? Does it require a bracha or not? So the Chayyadim says, Kishashoyse Be'emsa Hasuda, person taking a drink during the meal. And he eats together with the drink a food which his purpose is to sweeten the drink. The item that the person is consuming together with the drink is an item which would require a bracha. So a person had not been drinking, and a person would eat such an item during the meal, they would have to make a bracha on it. But over here, since you're eating it as part as a way to benefit the drink, it's a tofel to the drink. In this situation, it's a tofel to the drink, and therefore the same of the drink is included in the bracha of the hamotzi. That which is tofel to it is also included in the bracha of hamotzi. Vein circle varech. Okay, now Esav shekaren palitrun in circle varech do nasa tofel mashka and mashka lasuda. So the one of the examples that they used to use was some type of a grass which had a sweetness to it, which people would have that together with a drink, and it'll become tofel to the mashka. And the mashka is tofel to the suda. Okay, an interesting twist on this shaila. This specific scenario we don't really have nowadays so much, but let's ask a different question. A person has a cup of tea and they put some sugar or honey or something, some type of sweetener into the sugar, into the honey. Into the tea. Okay. Now they start drinking. They decide they want some more. They want to add more sugar. They didn't have intent when they made the bracha to be adding that. So we said before that the tanai that this works is either it should be something which you intended, or you should be ruggled to do that. So in this scenario, he did not intend to add more sugar. He planned to drink it as is. Then he decided he really wants to add some more. So that's a nimlach in a certain sense. See, if it's common for him to do that, then he starts out with a drink and then he decides if he needs more to add more sweetener. So, there'd be no shayla. On the other hand, do we argue? So the person should be chayiv in a bracha. on the this added sweetener. So before he puts it in, he should make a bracha on a little bit of the sugar or the honey and then put it into the tea. However, there are some poskim which argue that since when you add it, it becomes totally tuffle to the tea, and you made a bracha on the tea already, so there's no need to make a bracha on it. So it's interesting to see that this is a very significant machlokes, as we've seen many poskim. How do we deal with that situation? So the example that I just gave you was that a person makes a bracha on it before they add it. So according to everybody, if you make a bracha before you add it, it's not a bracha levatala, it's a valid bracha. Could be it's a bracha shenitzricha. But because of a suffix, a person wants to do that, a person can do so. It's never considered a problem of a bracha shenitzricha, but a person is doing it because he wants to try and avoid a suffix. So Bez Hashem, we finished the Chayotim's points on Iker and Tafel. We want to clarify a few points of our own, which the Chayotim didn't speak about, or he spoke about in other places. So Bez Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim, we will do that, and then we will move on to the next Klal. And meanwhile, have a good day.